A fallout that's got its foot on the gas.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It is certainly a month car makers will want to forget. Sales for the December month were down, in many cases by a third or half. Chrysler's sales plummeted by 53%. GM, Ford, and Toyota dropped off by more than 30%. And Toyota's taking some manufacturing measures to offset those gloomy numbers, while some other car makers are trying to get buyers into the showroom. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
Toyota's sales fell 37% in December. That's even worse than the declines at GM and Ford. In response, the company says it'll stop making cars at its Japanese plants for 11 days in February and March. At Hyundai, sales are off nearly 50%. In an effort to boost demand, the company's offering a new deal for its best customers. If you can't make your car payment, bring your Hyundai back, free of charge. The company will cover the depreciation on any returned or leased vehicle for the first 12 months. Ashvin Chodai is with Intelligence Automotive Asia. He says great idea won't work.
Although this thing takes away some of the risks, it doesn't take away all of the risks. So I would say it's an innovative tactic, but it's unlikely to have a major impact, really.
Chodai expects auto sales will plummet further in 2009 in every significant market in the world. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
This morning, the Commerce Department reports orders to factories fell for the fourth straight month in November. That's a record, 4.6%. Pending home sales dropped to a seven-year low, according to the National Association of Realtors. And despite the feeble numbers this morning, there's a bit of sparkle on Wall Street. Dow is up about 0.5% so far this morning. The S&P 500 up about 0.5% as well. NASDAQ up nearly 1% so far in early trading. In Asia, the Nikkei was up. The Hang Seng closed down. London, Frankfurt, and Paris were all up by more than 1%. It looks like Russia and Ukraine are starting to hold talks over their natural gas feud, but not before the back-and-forth cuts supplies in parts of Europe. Some Bulgarian cities report no natural gas at all. And supplies in Greece and other European countries are down by large margins. Russia's Gazprom reduced output to its Ukraine pipeline so that the former Soviet republic would be cut off from natural gas. But now Gazprom is accusing Ukraine of diverting the gas that's supposed to go to Europe. Tensions are high anyway. Russia doesn't like Ukraine's pro-U.S. NATO flirtations. The Russia-Ukraine rift and Middle East violence has oil trading at more than $50 a barrel this morning. That's the highest it's been in a month. I know the economy's tight and your pocketbook probably not as thick as it once was, but if you can do it, now might be the time, the right time, for a stay at that five-star hotel you've been thinking about. Jill Barchet has more.
Planning to visit New York anytime soon? Midtown hotels that usually go for $300 a night have cut their rates on some nights to $100, and the bargains don't stop there. Bjorn Hansen is a professor at New York University specializing in the hospitality industry. He says a drop in tourism and business travel has hotels scrambling to attract guests.
The more surprising numbers are those hotels that maybe last year were charging $1,200 a night on a busy night, and now are charging $200 a night. This looks like it might be the worst January that we can find in the history of the hotel industry.
Vacancy lights are flashing in almost every city in the nation. In Miami, for instance, nearly half of all hotel rooms sit empty. And it's not just because people are staying home. The last real estate boom launched construction on scores of new hotels that are now finished and open for service. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
You're probably not buying much of anything these days. Spending is way down. But you know what's way up? The amount of used paper, glass, and cans in warehouses all across the country. Some say it could be a green opportunity if Congress and President-elect Barack Obama would take a look at it. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sam Eaton.
Ed Byrne manages Peninsula Packaging in California's Central Valley. His company makes all those clamshell packages berries and lettuce come in. But instead of making them out of petroleum like his competitors, Byrne prefers to use shredded water bottles.
It's mother's milk for us, although it's garbage to anybody else.
And you'd think Burn would be awash in the stuff, given that Americans throw away an estimated 2.5 million plastic bottles every hour. The problem is most of the facilities that clean and shred those bottles into plastic flakes are overseas.
We're buying some from China, and we have some coming in from South America, and we're still using a lot more virgin resin than we would like to because we can't get enough flake.
Burn says his goal is to use 100% recycled plastic to make his product. But Alex Helou with the Los Angeles Bureau of Sanitation says the economics of the global supply chain have worked against him.
When the oil market was at all-time high, it was cheaper for us to take a ton of recyclables from the port of Los Angeles, ship it all the way to China, versus to take one ton of recyclables from the port of Los Angeles and ship it to Riverside.
Even though Riverside is only 60 miles away. But with the Chinese market for recyclables now in the dumps, Liu says places like Riverside are starting to look more promising.
We need to find markets in California, in the United States, where a lot of these products could be recycled locally and put money back into the local economy.
And this is where President-elect Barack Obama's stimulus package comes in. Jerry Powell is with the industry magazine Resource Recycling. He says with a little federal help, all of that recyclable material stacking up in warehouses could be put to use.
When you land in an airplane at the Phoenix airport, you're landing on cement made with rubber tires. In Baltimore, there's miles and miles of streets that have glass in the asphalt replacing rock.
Powell says true recycling isn't what happens at the bin, it's what happens at the mill, where the things we recycle are made anew. And he says infrastructure projects like these would ensure more of those mills, and the jobs they create, are located here in the U.S. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And you can check out pictures of that recycling process at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.